KALW.
From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Santa Clara.
Santa Cruz.
Union City.
Hayward.
San Francisco.
I'm from Fremont.
Yo, I'm San Jose, just downtown.
Coming up, we'll see how some low-income families can access fruits and veggies in East Oakland.
She loves tomatoes and celery and broccoli, dip it in ranch sauce. But she doesn't like it cooked. She likes it raw.
Then a revolutionary poet keeps San Francisco's literary fires burning.
The white three deuces is the rule, or the way potato sack masks go so well with radio codes, or the way condemned Africans fought their way back to the ocean only to find waves made in 1920s, burnt up piano parts, European backdoor deals, and red flowers for widows who spent all day in the sun mumbling in San Francisco.
Stay tuned. Cross Currents is next. Our first story today comes from you. It's part of our crowdsourced journalism project, Hey Area. A resident of East Oakland asked, where is the best place in East Oakland to buy fresh produce with WIC vouchers? WIC is a federally funded special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Food vouchers from the program help low-income families buy fresh fruits and vegetables. Studies have shown that proper nutrition can help improve health outcomes and lower health care costs. But in the East Oakland flatlands, which has been long considered a food desert, it's hard to find what you need. To tell this story, we partnered with Oakland Voices, a program that trains East Bay residents to tell the stories of their neighborhoods. Reporter Tony DeKeepa worked with KALW's Truk Nguyen to find the best options for families enrolled in WIC.
Cardenas Market on High Street is busy even on a Thursday afternoon. I'm here on the hunt for fresh fruits and vegetables. Cardenas is one of the 28 stores in East Oakland where WIC recipients can get those healthy fruits and vegetables. On my way through the parking lot, I have to wade through a thick cloud of barbecue smoke. Once inside, I can see how it's sometimes hard to make healthier eating choices.
Immediately in the store, you smell sugar cooking in the panaderia section that we have to walk by in order to get to the produce section.
Overcoming those minor obstacles, I successfully arrive at my destination, a large, well-stocked fresh produce section with a wide variety of products reflective of the culturally diverse community that East Oakland is.
Napa cabbage. So we got some bok choy, some huazontle.
To learn more about the program, I spoke to Ninoska Ayala, WIC director for the Native American Health Center, one of the four locations in East Oakland where families can sign up. Ayala has a personal connection to the program as well.
I know how valuable WIC is in the community. My own story is that my mom also was a WIC participant.
To receive WIC vouchers, recipients need to have a nutrition assessment and get nutrition education on a regular basis. Moms can even sign up for WIC while they're still pregnant.
Then we get the infants when they're starting with breast milk, the most important start, sacred food. And then starting them off from, infants to up to age 5. So we're getting the foundational years to start really healthy habits.
Even with the needed support, families enrolled in the program still face the challenge of making their limited resources last. They must address issues like inadequate access to vendors that accept the vouchers, limited supply of products at some of those stores, and even the quality of the products that are available at those locations. It's a delicate balancing act that can have lifelong consequences. A recent federal study found that children in the WIC program are less likely to consume sugar-sweetened beverages than children of the same age who aren't in the program. There are several types of stores that accept WIC vouchers for fresh produce. The first type is WIC specialty stores. Two of these stores are located right next door to WIC clinics, making them the most convenient locations to buy fresh produce with WIC vouchers.
So you sometimes don't know this is a WIC allowable food, and you may get to the line and find out it's not. So a WIC only store, that's the positive, that they only carry things that are allowable to buy.
Unfortunately, the flip side is that the selection at the WIC specialty stores is limited and Most of the produce that they do carry comes prepackaged in plastic bags with corporate logos on them. Some small neighborhood markets are also authorized to accept WIC vouchers. They may or may not have a better selection to choose from, but they can be more convenient for those who live nearby. There are also 5 corporate chain grocery stores in East Oakland. Like Cardenas Market on High Street, these stores have a better selection of fresh produce to choose from, and 2 of them even have organic sections.
So I think that the benefits of a large chain store is typically they have a lot more variety and they don't run out of things as quickly.
However, families might face additional challenges when trying to use WIC vouchers at these larger chain stores.
I think the downside is that they have a turnover in cashiers, and so training them to know what is an allowable food sometimes doesn't happen. And so what we've heard is participants having to show and prove, no, this is an allowable food. It says so here in the booklet, or, you know, and sometimes they don't have their booklet with them.
What Ayal is talking about points out the stigma attached to using a government check to buy your groceries. It's hard to find participants who want to talk to me on the record about it. But I finally find neighborhood resident Yesenia at the WIC specialty store in the Eastmont Mall.
To be honest, I really don't care what people think.
Though she's open to talking about her experiences, she still doesn't want us to use her last name. She says that the WIC specialty store is convenient and meets her needs. She also admits that the checkout process can be challenging at other types of WIC authorized stores, like Cardenas, where she sometimes shops.
Well, yeah, because you have to put everything you buy with voucher separately from the other things that you buy with money.
Accompanying Yesenia on the shopping trip is her 3-year-old daughter, Allison.
She loves tomatoes and celery and broccoli, dip it in ranch sauce. But she doesn't like it cooked. She likes it raw.
Before saying goodbye, I ask Yesenia if she ever shops at a farmer's market.
Yes, I was planning to go this Saturday.
Interestingly, though, she's planning on going to a farmer's market in the neighboring city of San Leandro because she's unaware that there's one in East Oakland that accepts WIC vouchers. The farmer's market at the Fruitvale Transit Village takes place year-round on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. These markets have a culturally relevant variety of fresh, seasonal, locally grown products that you can purchase directly from the people who grow them. The farmers also know how to process WIC vouchers. I spoke with Tiffany Wright, property manager at the Fruitvale Village.
For me personally, I have a grandson. I'm a mom. So I've seen, especially being African American, that if you don't watch your sugar levels, you don't eat healthier, that you will have debilitating diseases later on in life, such as diabetes, obesity. It's rampant in our neighborhoods because there's no grocery store. You have the corner store with the chips and the soda versus having a store that's fully functional that can offer better choices.
Fruitvale may seem to be out of the way for someone from deep East Oakland, but Wright says that the Transit Village is actually easy to get to.
And they're able to catch BART. We're also a hub for AC Transit, so it's really accessible to deep East to West Oakland.
But is a farmer's market better than a grocery store?
Oh, do you really want me to go there? Well, I feel the farmer's market is better than a grocery store because, one, we're supporting local growers. A grocery store, you don't know where your vegetables and fruits are coming from. In here, it's homegrown. It's local. We know our farmers, and we're trying to support them.
Under a state program, WIC providers like Native American Health Center have been doing outreach at the farmer's market this summer, enrolling families in the program and giving them additional food vouchers that they can use here at the farmer's market. Returning to our original question of where is the best place in East Oakland to buy fresh produce with WIC vouchers, the answer that I found is this. The best option is the option that works best for each individual family. Accessibility, convenience, price, and food quality are all factors that must be considered. Fortunately, thanks to the WIC program, families in East Oakland do have some options for where they can buy fresh produce. In the flatlands of East Oakland, I'm Tony DeKeepa for Cross Currents.
That story was a collaboration between Oakland Voices and KALW as part of our project, The Sights and Sounds of East Oakland. And check this out, we're throwing a live Sights and Sounds event tomorrow evening. That's at the 81st Avenue Library in East Oakland. Poetry, multimedia storytelling, and community discussion, all for free, starting at 6 p.m. All that information is at kalw.org. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Speaking of poetry, we've got something special for you. Two of the performers at tomorrow night's show will be poets Josiah Luis Alderete and Tongo Eisen Martin. Josiah Luis was part of our Audio Academy training program last year, and he actually made a story about Tongo as one of the contemporary voices shaping the Bay Area's literary landscape. Here's that story from our archives.
San Francisco loves its literature. Its literary roots go down deep into the concrete of neighborhoods like the Fillmore, La Mission, and North Beach. These San Francisco streets have incubated and nurtured the words of Maya Angelou, Alejandro Murguia, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. And now, continuing this tradition, comes Tongo Eisen Martin.
The curtains remind alcoholics of church. Alcoholics remind the room that there is no revolution outside. The parking lot coughs travelers up through the late morning with bad land water on their face.
Tongo is a poet, activist, and educator. He grew up here in San Francisco, and his second book of poems, Heaven Is All Goodbyes, is being released this month by San Francisco's beloved publisher, City Lights Books.
Two news from a flight to a trench, a dust cloud of human form. Mostly arms, flesh smoke, bored and nowhere, and nice time and nickel genocide.
Tongo is a literary force of nature. Go out any night of the week to a regular poetry event in the Bay Area, from the Amor for Alex Nieto benefit at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts last month, to Quiet Lightning's Poetry in the Park that happened last weekend, to Oakland's yearly literary Bacchanal, the Beast Crawl, and chances are Tongo will be there.
You know, I'm really kind of just like a man with his instrument. And I will go play it anywhere for anybody who wants to hear it. You know what I mean? I just feel like a visitor, man. Everywhere, you know what I mean? It just, you know, you gotta invite the visitor in, though. Invite the visitor in, and I'll do my thing and be on my way.
Seeing Tongo read is an experience. When it's his turn, Tongo goes up alone. No notebooks, no iPhone screen to look at. His 6-foot-plus frame makes him stoop down into the microphone. Tongo will look at the audience, cock his head slightly, and smile a thick-bearded smile. Then his words will just begin to spill out.
This dream requires more condemned Africans. Or put another way, state violence rises down. Or still life is just getting warmed up. Or Army life is looking for a new church and ignored all other suggestions.
And spill is exactly what I mean. It's a flow of words, a cascade of images. When Tongo recites, his poems tumble over and around you.
I've taken many a walk to the back of a bus that led on out the back of a storyteller's prison sentence, then on out the back of slave scars, but this is my comeback face. I left my watch on the public.
It's an elemental experience. You do not hear the poem so much as become surrounded by it. It can be discombobulating.
It flew through the bus line number, then on out the front of the White House. Hopefully you find comfort downtown, but if not, we brought you enough cigarette filters to make a decent winter coat. A special species of handshake lets all know who's king and what's the lifespan of the uniform cloth.
The tempo doesn't stop as you catch your breath. All the while, his images continue to line up one behind the other. Their meanings flare in front of you, explode, and are replaced by another image that is equally profound and combustible.
So well with radio codes, or the way condemned Africans fought their way back to the ocean only to find waves made in 1920s burnt up piano parts you can't back to.
The way in which he piles up image after image is this sort of surrealistic tornado.
Elaine Katzenberger has experienced many of Tongo's readings firsthand, and she edited Tongo's newest book. I spoke to her in the offices of City Lights Publishers above the famous bookstore in North Beach.
He brings you on these journeys, these visual journeys and emotional journeys that are really, really rich.
I've heard so many labels applied to Tongo. Slam poet, spoken word poet. I've even heard him referred to as a jazz poet, though that's a description Tongo feels uncomfortable with.
Jazz musicians, man, are like alien samurai, you know what I mean? So to say, like, I think why I would leave jazz out of it is because jazz itself is such a martial art. Mind and body and soul are truly one, you know. Poetry is just mind and soul. You know what I mean?
Labels aside, rhythm and music are strong elements in Tongo's work. Last week, he paired with Bay Area veteran poet-musician Avacha for an event called Bay Area Generations. And next month, the Poetry Center of San Francisco is hosting Tongo's performance with percussionist Marshall Trammell. And then there's his long-standing collaboration with Bay Area musician Chris Peck, a project called Lone.
A 1978 statement. Beagle and I are driving in an empty sail line. We are God's evil to these settlers. They might throw us under the shift change. We take wolf naps. We don't know what else we good at besides this traveling.
Tongo was a poet from the very beginning. He says he wrote his first poem at the age of 5.
Some adults said it was good. And I remember this. Kids used to ask me, like, are you going to be a writer when you grow up? And that just sounded like the lamest thing ever, man. the lamest fortune you could get in Reaganomics, you know what I mean? In Reaganomic childhood. So I'd be like, no.
He might have tried to deny his talent, but his mother nurtured that aspect of him and he grew strong, immersed in his culture.
My mother is, basically a 60s radical, revolutionary. So I was kind of raised to know the real right from wrong.
She decorated their home with posters of Angolan women and African kings. She sent him to Meadows Livingstone, a small private Afrocentric elementary school in Potrero Hill.
Black culture was culture, you know what I mean? So black history was not black history class, it was history class. And we used to recite poems by, Langston Hughes and these type of people. So it was always, kind of like black culture was always strong, both, literary and otherwise.
When he went off to Columbia University, he studied African-American history in the day and attended poetry readings at the New Yorican Poets Cafe at night. And he took a course called Youth Voices on Lockdown.
And it was basically a class that brought the Columbia students into Rikers Island to work with the kids that were incarcerated there. And I ended up, taking in, took responsibility for 5 years. But by the time I finished up college, I knew I had, I kind of had these revolutionary principles, but the question was then, how do I apply them? How do I practice them? And it was in education, and I thought that was the place where I could do the most. The best work politicizing people.
During this time, his roles as activist, educator, and poet began to overlap and fall into each other. He taught at the Institute for Research in African American Studies at Columbia University. Part of his job was to design social justice curricula that have been used everywhere from San Francisco to South Africa. Elaine says Tongo is both a political poet and a lyrical poet.
It's not just political poetry, and there's not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not what he's giving us. But politics is all in there, and the deep connection and love for humans and humanity and a desire to see people realized.
That revolutionary aspect that Elaine talks about brings to mind another San Francisco poet, Bob Kaufman. He died in 1986, but here's a clip.
Egyptian mummies are lousy dancers. Alcoholics cannot make it on root beer. Jazz never made it back down the river. Licking postage stamps depletes the body fluids. Fat automobiles laugh more than others. Men who die in wars become seagulls and fly. Roaches have a rough time of it from birth. People who read are not happy. People who do not read are not happy.
Bob Kaufman was this person who did the same kind of things to you with his poetry. I mean, he just really presented a very clear and sometimes raw version of Black experience in particular, and had an amazing gift for language.
City Lights also published Kaufman's poetry in its Pocket Poet series, the same series that is publishing Tongo's new book.
That Pocket Poet series is our signature series here at City Lights.
The series is responsible for publishing Allen Ginsberg's famous Howl, as well as local literary luminaries like Diane de Prima and Wanda Coleman. And now Tongo will be the 61st Pocket Poet.
The series is really meant for revolutionary poetry. And that can mean content or style or anything, really. So it's a pretty broad term that's applied. But when I was thinking of publishing Tongo, I just knew that that was the place to put him.
Book titles, like Hero, You'd Make a Better Zero. Or Fur Coat Lady, The President is Dead. Or Pay Me Back in Children. Or They Hung Up Their Bodies in Their Own Museums. And other book titles, Pulled Out of a Drum Solo, Run Here, Hero, Lie at the Hiding Place, All the Bullets in 10 Precincts, Nowhere to Go, It's No Heaven nor Any Other Good Idea in the Sky. Politics means that people did it and people do it. Huh. Understand that when in San Francisco and other places that...
With the release of Tongo Eisen Martin's Heaven Is All Goodbyes by City Lights Books, San Francisco's literary tradition takes deeper root into the concrete and reaches even farther up to the sky. And I'm sure that if we could somehow look under the concrete, we could see under there the roots of one neighborhood connecting with the other one, one era of poetry connecting to the other, giving us a view of San Francisco that the lovers of literature around here can continue to recognize. For Cross Currents, yo soy Josiah Luis Alderete.
That piece was recorded in September last year, but you'll have another chance to catch Tongo on stage tomorrow. Both he and Josiah will be featured readers at the latest installment of our Sights and Sounds of East Oakland event. That's 6 p.m. at the 81st Avenue Library in East Oakland. Poetry, storytelling, and community discussion, and it's free. For more information, go to klw.org or KLW's Facebook page. Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Zoe Ferrigno, Nina Gensler-Debs, Angela Johnston, Emma McAvoy, Lisa Morehouse, Mira Nabulsi, and Eli Wurchafter. Our engineers are James Rollins and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shireen Adil. Our managing editor is Jen Chien, and Ben Trefney is our news director. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. And you can hear the best of Cross Currents anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Go to kalw.org. This music is by Baby Dumpling from Oakland. They're playing tomorrow night at the Octopus Literary Salon. Show starts at 10 o'clock. For Cross Currents, I'm Hana Baba.
you to succeed. He says it's enough for me.